Diamond Side with Yoel Tejeda Jr. here on Fred Nats on Deck. I'm Jack Smith. Yoel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Nice meeting with you again and talk.
So I think I want to start with the fact that yesterday you threw in the kind of weird 80-degree mist. I imagine that had to be pretty surprising for you, given I bet you were preparing to throw in 100-degree temperatures from what we saw earlier in the week.
Yeah, I was. We were told that there's going to be a really like a heat wave this week, and man, it was really hot Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday was pretty hot still, and then Friday all of a sudden it's like kind of normal weather, 80, and then it's misting all game. So it was, I mean, I was definitely happy to see that, but then obviously the mist just never stopped, and it gets a little annoying sometimes.
What is it like to pitch in that kind of weather with the moisture in the air?
It's not bad. I mean, I would kind of get confused sometimes with like if I'm sweating too much or if it's just mist, like a 50-50 thing. And I mean, it's not bad because it's still kind of like pretty good weather, but obviously the ball gets a little bit wet more often because it's always misting on it. But I mean, besides that, it's awesome.
You gave up individual runs in each of the first two innings, but pretty much settled in from there, six innings of the two-run ball. What did you do to help yourself settle in last night?
Well, at first I was kind of just going with my original game plan, sinker, sweeper to righties, and I realized like I didn't really have like I was not like consistent enough with my sweeper, so I switched back to my other slider just for the whole game, and that really helped me settle in and just keep attacking hitters and keep getting them out. So,
was there a moment in which you realized maybe your sweeper wasn't where you wanted it to be yesterday?
Probably definitely after the second inning, I felt like I got in trouble because I couldn't land it early in the zone for like in the count. So I was like, man, I kind of have to figure out something. And I talked with our catcher to switch back to the other one. And it was honestly one of the best things I did yesterday.
I feel like that pitch was the one that really helped you out in Salem. We were just remarking about how good it was that day. What's your process been with that pitch this season? Because I know that the splitter was something that was a big point of emphasis early on, and the sweeper has kind of come back around more.
Yeah, I mean, I was really happy last week at Salem. The sweeper came back around. It was like the first time I really felt like a main pitch for my outing. And yeah, last week in Salem, it was really good. I was able to keep throwing it consistently where I wanted it and get chases and outs. And I wasn't that consistent with it this week, so I went back to the other slider, which I've also had a lot of success with. So,
how do you define the difference between those two? I feel like some baseball fans might not know the difference between a slider and a sweeper, yeah. But what's the difference for you?
So I have a hard, like, it's like a hard, it's just like a hard, really short slider that it kind of looks like a heater off the hand, and then it just drops under the barrel. And then you have the sweeper, which is a little bit slower, and it just moves a lot more inches to my glove side. So it's just like it's a bigger, slower pitch for more chases, more just kind of get it in there and trick a hitter. And then the other sliders just throw it in there and they're going to miss it. So
for the kids out there, maybe the ones old enough to be able to throw breaking balls, how do you throw those pitches differently? Because obviously they do different things. You must have different grips.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, for the harder slider that's called the gyro, I just throw it like a fastball. I kind of grip it like a slider, but just kind of feel four seam and let it do its job. And then with the sweeper, I kind of try to get around it, kind of supinate it a little bit more, just like I can kind of create that more sweepy, like bigger like motion on the slider, and that's it.
Talking with Yoel Tejeda Jr. here on Fred Nats on Deck, you're one of three draft picks from last year that's in the starting rotation right now. It's you, Davian Garcia, and Xander Meckley, and I feel like you guys are all really clicking right now. How do you see that group, the three of you?
I mean, we've been doing really good lately. Yes, Meckley, Davian, and me, we've been clicking pretty well. We've been having consistent outings to help our team win. And I mean, that's something that you want out of your pitching staff, when a starter can go deep in games, control the damage, and just kind of give your hitters a chance to win. So, and if we keep doing that, I'm really excited for the second half. So,
what are some things maybe you feel like you've picked up from watching those two guys pitch?
So Davian's very similar to me. We are both like external, like try to be as explosive as you can with our lower half. And like we pick on each other's mechanics a lot, like maybe what are our weight positioning, like little things like that that a lot of people might not understand. And then routine wise, like we're all pretty similar. We all follow Jake on what we need to do and with our coach Lordy. And I think it's working pretty well. So
if any at all, how much kind of like unspoken unity is there between guys that come from the same draft class?
I mean, there's a lot, honestly. I feel like we had a pretty big group this last year, and we've all been pretty together on that stuff. So we're actually always, we just have a really good chemistry with that. So
Final question for you. You were drafted out of Florida State. You also played at Florida, and you grew up in Miami. To you, what are the differentiating factors between Miami, Gainesville, and Tallahassee?
Miami is definitely really different than Gainesville and Tallahassee. Gainesville and Tallahassee is more of like, for me, it felt more of like a country vibe of like Florida. And Miami is just like, there's always something going on. Like, you never know what's... But Gainesville and Tallahassee are really big college towns. So, and it's a lot... It's honestly pretty similar kind of to like here, like where we're at in Fredericksburg. And so, like, it doesn't really feel that different, so...
Are you much of a country guy or no?
I'm not against it. Like, I'll listen to country music. I'll follow, like, my friends that do, like, all their country stuff. But, I'm from Miami, so it's a little bit harder to be all country, so...
Last one for you. Who's the best country artist?
Best country artist? My teammate Robert Kranz just put me on Whiskey Myers, so I'm rocking with him right now.
All right, rocking with Whiskey Myers. We're rocking with UL Tejeda Jr. UL, thanks for the time.
Thank you.